The Columbia University School of Public Health says, although there are important benefits, social media can also provide platforms for bullying, exclusion, unreal expectations about life, body image, and popularity, the normalization of risk-taking behaviors, and can be detrimental to mental health. What about a social media diet? Let's talk about it. Welcome to Limitless. Welcome to the Limitless Podcast. So glad that you are here. My name is Alex. I put this together because I want to see you break through some of the biggest limits in our lives, which are the limits that we create in our own minds, our doubts, our fears, our self-talk, our belief system. These are the biggest limits we face, or some of the biggest limits we face. I want to see you break through them. It's why I put this podcast together. I believe you can do it. You can do anything you set your mind to. Today, talking about a social media diet. I took 90 days off social media, the first 90 days of 2024. Why? Well, first, I do not believe that social media is inherently bad. It is a tool. Think of it like a hammer. Can a hammer do damage? Absolutely. You can break walls with it. Imagine taking a hammer to your car or your vehicle. Do all sorts of damage. Break the glass, dents, break any plastic parts. Imagine swinging a hammer, laying your hand on a table and swinging your hammer at your hand. You'd break your hand. You may cause irreversible, unrepairable damage to that hand and affect the use of it forever. It doesn't make a hammer a bad tool because a hammer is amazing. Almost every building you see, at some point, a hammer was used. So just like a hammer, social media is a tool. Technology is a tool. Your phone is a tool. It's not inherently good or bad. It's how we use it. And here's what I found with my own use of social media. There are parts I enjoy very much. I love seeing what friends are up to. I like seeing things that I wouldn't know unless I saw them on Facebook. For example, their child going to a college, somebody in their family getting married, a trip they took, a vacation, a change in their life, the passing of a parent or grandparent. A lot of people that I don't talk to every day or even every week or every month or even several times a year that I see on Facebook and I'm able to keep up with their lives. And then when I do see them, I feel like I've been somewhat in touch with them and we have things to talk about and things to follow up on. I like it for that. I also like Instagram for all of the nonprofits that I follow, especially animal nonprofits. There are a number of sports channels on Instagram that I follow to talk about sports analytics, numbers analytics. But what I also found is there's a lot of crap on social media that you have to wade through to get what you want. And I found that crap, wading through nonsense, wading through narcissists, wading through politics, wading through religious rants and Christianity. I'm not here to judge. I'm just saying I had to wade through a lot of crap just to see what I wanted to see. It seemed like it was few and far between. I also found myself filling gaps of time with social media mindlessly. I also found when I spent time on social media and saw some of this crap and saw some of the people and saw some of the rants, it annoyed me and it impacted my mood. And you may tell yourself, that's not me. It doesn't impact me. It does. Even subconsciously, even we don't realize it. I was tired of wading through the nonsense. And I'm not alone in feeling this way about social media. I don't believe it should go away. I don't believe it should be banned. I need to use it, but I need to use it healthy. And today we're talking about Alex and my experience. How does it relate to you? How can you take what I went through and really question yourself, be honest with yourself? Do you need to make some adjustments? Because it was impacting me negatively, but I was letting it. I was swinging the hammer at my own hand instead of using it to drive nails. I didn't like it. I decided for the first 90 days of 2024, I would stay off social media. I also decided that if I had some sort of temptation, I set a timer on my phone for 1 minute for all social media channels. It didn't mean, hey, I could use it for 1 minute every day. No. What it meant was there were several times in the month of March when I wanted to check on hiking groups, and I wanted to check on these nonprofits who do events, who do fundraisers. I had 1 minute to do it, and then I had to get off. So there was no doom scrolling. There was no mindlessly scrolling and losing time. And I probably jumped on social media in the month of March. The first 2 months, I didn't at all. In the month of March, maybe 6 or 7 times to check these hiking groups really quick and to also check on these nonprofits, their events, their fundraisers. I also posted one time in a Facebook group, in a hiking group, because I needed a question answered. I'd have to do it in a minute and then jump off. So I didn't stay entirely off, but comparatively speaking of what I was doing, I was completely off. I wasn't wading through the crap. I wasn't mindlessly scrolling. Again, I don't believe it's inherently bad. It's just a tool, but that's what I went through. That's the decision I made. 90 days. What were the results? Well, first, let's look at more scientific opinions and studies on the use of social media by the Columbia School of Public Health, Columbia University in New York. They did a study on social media, and you can Google social media and the negative impacts or effects and get lots of studies, lots of opinions. I honed in on this one. I read it. I agreed with what they said, so I'm just going to share a little bit of that with you. A recent investigation by the Wall Street Journal revealed that Facebook was aware of mental health risks linked with the use of its platform and the Instagram app, but decided to keep those findings secret. Internal research by the social media giant found that Instagram worsened body images for 1 in 3 teenage girls, and all teenage users of the app linked experiences on Instagram to rise in anxiety and depression. One expert saying, although there are important benefits, social media can also provide platforms for bullying and exclusion, unrealistic expectations about life and body images and popularity, normalization of risk-taking behaviors, and can be detrimental to mental health. I think we know that. They also said in a good way, whether it's social media or in person, a good peer group makes all the difference. A group of friends that connects over shared interests like art or music, and is balanced in their outlook on eating, appearance, positivity, is a good thing. Which can mean some accountability. A Facebook business group, a Facebook fitness group that challenges you to be better. The study goes on to say, if you feel social media is having a negative experience on any area of your life, you might want to take a break. Disengaging with social media permanently is more difficult, especially for young people. These platforms are powerful tools for connecting, for staying up to date with friends and family. Social events, too. If you're not on social media, then you're relying on your friends to reach out to you personally, which doesn't always happen, so it is complicated. I could go on and on. Studies, negative effects. But what was my experience? So I got on a social media diet for 90 days. What were the results? First of all, it was awesome. The first 30 days, the first 60 days, the more I stayed off of social media, it felt freeing. I did miss the nonprofits. I did miss certain friends. What I didn't miss was the politics, the crap, the narcissists, losing time, the rants, the religious posts. I also didn't miss the people, and you know who I'm talking about. I'm not here to judge them, but this feels factual. People who are basing life on social media, if it doesn't happen on Facebook, it didn't happen. They're sitting at the dinner table. They're sitting out to eat. They're at the movies, staring at their phones. It's an addiction. It's an addiction. This is real. It's really happening. Was I addicted to it? I don't think so, but it was having a negative impact on my life. Staying off for 90 days, I gained time, I gained sanity. There was less negativity in my own mind. I was about myself becoming stronger mentally. Again, not about anybody else. I realized the FOMO, fear of missing out. I was feeling it. It's real. It's real. But it isn't real on social media. It's not real at all. It's not real life. And I didn't realize how much angst it was creating in my life. Mentally, I do not miss social media, with minor exceptions. And no matter how you feel about social media, you may say, none of this resonates with me. I'm not addicted. I don't have FOMO. I don't lose hours. Good for you. That's awesome. But the comparison that we feel, that we see, sometimes it happens subconsciously. It seeps in and it can't help but impact your mental health. For me, it was my mindset, not necessarily mental health, but my mindset. Today, I want you to question your use of social media. It's just a tool. It's not inherently bad or good. It's how we use it. How are you using it? I have other friends that swear by it, different platforms for business, yet I don't see them getting any business. It's become an addiction. It's a reactionary. Oh, we have to post it here. We have to do this. When I question why, it creates angst because they really don't know why they're doing it. Today, I'm not here to tell you to take a social media diet. I'm going to tell you to please look in the mirror and ask yourself, how much am I using it? Is it effective? How do I want to use it? Your phone will tell you. Your phone has a timer all the time. It's telling you how much you are using every app on your phone, whether you're an Android user, iPhone user, or somewhere in between, a Google user. Your phone, you can look it up in your phone. It will tell you how often, how much you use each app. In fact, you can schedule a health report every week. Once a week, it will send you a report and say, this is how often you used your phone. These are the apps you used. It can be shocking. Shocking. Today, I just want you to question your use. There is nothing wrong with looking in the mirror and saying, how can I be better? Am I using these things the right way? Self-reflection is the best reflection. Maybe you need a 90-day social media break like I had. See how it works. I also realized I had muscle memory. When I was bored, I was reaching for my phone to scroll through Instagram or Facebook or even just sports scores and sports stories. I didn't want to do that anymore. I wanted to lean into boredom. I wanted to take these breaks in my life without technology and look around. I wanted more social interaction when I wasn't in my house. I wanted to be more productive with my time. These are all the benefits I've received 90 days off social media. So what am I going to do going forward now the 90 days is over? Well, I'm going to leave the timers on. They're not going to be set at 1 minute. I'm going to set them for 5 minutes, allow myself 5 minutes on social media, even if I do scroll mindlessly. But I'm going to be purposeful about it. I don't want to scroll mindlessly. When I go on social media, I'm going to go directly to a group or I'm going to check on a specific friend or nonprofit that I want to see. I'm going to stay off the Facebook main news feed. You can think what you want. My opinion of the main Facebook news feed and everyone's is different. Mine is pure poison. It's pure nonsense. It's pure crap with some exceptions, but I am wading through a field of poop and sewage just to get to a few people that I care about and want to see. In fact, many people I do care about and want to see are posting crap as well. I've been guilty of it myself. There's good things about social media. I love it when I run into somebody I haven't seen for a while and they're like, I love your hiking posts. I love to see what you're up to. I've had more than a dozen people, several dozen people over the last few years say, man, your hiking posts really inspire me. Hey, I saw you run a half marathon. That inspired me to get off the couch. I had somebody tell me recently, I want to live my life like Alex. More adventure, more fun. That makes me feel good, not just about myself, but I want to set an example for people. I want to inspire people with this podcast, with what I do in my life. I want to lead by example. And this is one of those areas. I think it's important to gauge our time with anything. Television, Netflix, Hulu, binging, YouTube, social media. And on the flip side, how much time are you spending doing the things you want to do with our precious, finite resource of time? You're spending time with your kids, your grandkids, your nieces, your nephews, your friends, the people you love, the people you care about. Are you planning those trips? Are you building up anticipation? Are you working in your art? Do you have that idea to move things forward and you keep having the same idea? Are you in the same cycle? I'm going to lose weight this year and then it doesn't happen and then you're lost again. Put your foot down, my friends. You are capable of anything. It's a channel I've been following on YouTube. It's called The Hungry Hiker. It's a gal. I don't know when she started the channel. I don't know why. When, why. She started backpacking. I don't know her background. When did all this start? Here's what I know. She inspired me because she is putting good information out there on YouTube, creating a backpacking channel where she records her hikes, but more importantly than just recording her hikes and adventures, which is super inspiring. She created a system for female backpackers, especially newer backpackers, to get confident about going out there solo, confident about backpacking, regardless of their age, regardless of their experience, regardless of their body type, regardless of their health. Super positive, getting people out there. This is the type of social media that inspires me, that I want to see. This is swinging the hammer for good. These are the types of people I want to associate and I want to be like and get inspired from. This is what technology is for, to maximize our time, to make the most of this awesome life and opportunity we've been given. And that's my message to you today. Is social media limiting you? Where do you need a break? Do you need a break? Is it negatively impacting you in ways you don't even realize? If you're getting defensive right now, it probably is impacting you negatively. And more importantly, how can we use it for positive? How can we be the captain of this ship that is our subconscious mind and our logical conscious mind and make the decisions we want to make, live the life we want to live? So going forward, I will be on social media. It will be sparing, and I'm very excited about that. I love this change. The first 90 days of 2024, I decided were all about my health, but more specifically, because the word health doesn't really drive much. We all need health. We all need money. So that is not specific enough for me. It was about my physique. It was about getting stronger mentally. My mindset is about getting stronger physically. I've now lost 16 pounds in the first 90 days, 2024. And I attribute some of that to the lack of social media, because instead of scrolling, I was exercising. I started an ab program. Many things I did in the first 90 days, which I believe are going to have great, powerful, positive consequences the rest of this year in my business and personal life, because I decided to take a step back, so to speak, work on my mindset and get stronger physically and mentally. Felt like I was soft mentally and physically in certain areas. What is it for you? I want to inspire you today. I want to encourage you today. And I want to get you to take a look in the mirror and say, where can I be better? Where do I want to improve? Where do I want to grow? Where do I want to grow by 1%? And is social media limiting me in some capacity? All right, let's get into application. Three pieces of application. Went through a lot today. 90 days off social media. Few people I've talked to about this in the last 90 days have all been interested. It piqued their interest at minimum. I've had several people tell me, yeah, I wish I could do that. Literally, I wish I could do that, they would say, or they say, man, I need to do that too. Look in that mirror, my friends. Do what you need to do. Question yourself and the hammer. Are you swinging it the right way? Three piece of application. Number one, how much time are you spending on social media? Go in right now. Do yourself a favor. Look at your report on your phone. Find it in your settings. It's there. You can look how much you are using every app on your phone. It may surprise you. Number two, set a timer. Every phone, Android, iPhone has timers. You can set a timer for social media so you don't lose time. I believe in entertainment. I believe in downtime. And if social media is part of that for you, that's good. But let's not lose hours. It's like losing an entire weekend binging television when you wanted to get a workout and you wanted to do different things. Set a timer. And number three, do you need a social media break? Question yourself. Is it impacting you negatively? You would never lay your hand down on a table and hit it with a hammer. You'd never do that consciously. So many times in life, we subconsciously sabotage ourselves. And I believe social media can be a very good thing. There are people I've met and there are people I keep in touch with because of social media that I never would otherwise. Never would. And that is so powerful. It's borderline miraculous. It's awesome. But like everything, it has its negative side too. I want to shine a light and have you question it today. Do you need a social media break? My friends, I believe in you. I want to encourage you. Swing that hammer correctly. And I also want to encourage you that you can do anything you set your mind to. You know why, because you, my friend, you're powerful, you're amazing, you're awesome, and you are limitless.